From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Vanessa Trump, the wife of Donald Trump Jr., was hospitalized early Monday as a precaution after opening a letter containing an unidentified white powder. Initial tests indicate the substance was not dangerous. The daughter-in-law of President Trump opened the letter, which was addressed to her husband, at their apartment in New York City. Police say she felt ill after opening the letter and called 911. They said she was coughing and felt nauseous. Officials said a decontamination unit went to the apartment, which is in Midtown Manhattan. President Trump on Monday unveiled his long-awaited $1.5 trillion plan to tackle the nation's crumbling infrastructure. He met with state and local officials to discuss the initiative. He said the plan aims to turn $200 billion in federal funds and another $1.3 trillion or more in state and corporate investments into a 10-year plan to fix America's roads, bridges, railways, and other infrastructure. Observers say it is not known whether Congress will approve the plan. President Trump sent a $4 trillion-plus budget request to Congress that includes money to pay for a southern border wall and to increase spending on the military. It's projected to increase the federal deficit, however, by more than $1 trillion. Even the White House budget director, Mick Mulvaney, acknowledged this week that if he were still in Congress, he would not vote for the legislation. But he told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday that his job now is to try to get the president's agenda passed. This is VOA News.